Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Can eating right really treat diabetes? Dr. Charles Benz, author of Rebecca Sues Her Mother, You Caused My Diabetes, believes that it can. Dr. Benz, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
I know you are familiar with this quote, right? Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. I assume you agree with Dr. Hippocrates there, right?
I absolutely do. And a National Institute of Health study proved it when they took pre-diabetic people and gave half of them metformin, a common drug for diabetes, and they gave the other half just diet and exercise. And after a year, 31% of the metformin people had not advanced to diabetes, full diabetes, and 59% of the people who just gave diet and exercise advice did not advance to full diabetes. So diet and exercise was twice as effective almost as the drug at keeping people from going from pre-diabetic to diabetic.
So now if the pharmaceutical companies could just patent diet and exercise, we'd be great, right?
Oh, yeah, we'd be home free then, for sure.
Yeah, if they could figure out a way to put that in a bottle, yeah, I mean, we'll be doing great. I like your book. The book is called Rebecca Sues Her Mother, You Caused My Diabetes. Let's talk a little bit about that that title. I know once we were talking, you had mentioned that, you know, with some staggering statistics, kids, you know, in the 40-50% range developing type 2 diabetes, adolescent kids, you noticed that when you were going shopping, the kind of foods that the moms were buying. Can you explain that to us a little bit?
Yeah, you know, there was so much refined flour in those baskets that I was shocked because everything had sugar added to it. Everything was white flour. Everything was a processed food. They weren't taking the advice that all mothers seem to know but don't practice, and that is to shop on the outer aisles of the store. And they just didn't have enough fruits and vegetables in there. They didn't have enough really whole grains. They didn't have enough protein. They didn't have enough fiber. And when I mention this in the workshops that I do, a lot of the women put up their hands and say, well, that's expensive to buy those things. And what I offer to do is to take them all shopping. Get 10 people together. I'll take you on a shopping trip to any store, and I will show you how shopping for healthy foods is actually less expensive than shopping for unhealthy foods. And I've done it two or three times. There are many articles on the internet about how to do it. So this whole myth about eating healthy is too expensive is just that. It's a massive myth.
And you do have in your book, I know at the towards the end, you have some tips, I think, for foods to look for. There's some you know, ways that maybe people can go shopping and actually keep it within the budget and eat better. The section in your book that I really like that covered foods, you specifically say that we need to eat the foods that target three main areas: belly fat, managing sugar better, and insulin. So I guess what you mean is there are certain foods we can eat that target that central obesity, that target managing sugar better, and then help insulin work better. So let's go through some of that. What are some of your favorite foods targeting that central obesity that comes right along with diabetes?
Well, you know, I like the whole lentils and beans group because they're just so good at providing fiber and a lot of protein and a lot of nutrients. And so the whole bean group is a very powerful group for getting kids to get the nutrients that they need. I also like the health fats. I like all the flax seeds and all the fish that has the good fat in it, because cells need that good fat in order to stay soft and subtle so that nutrients can get in and waste can get out. So we need these kinds of foods in higher quantities in the children's diet. And you mentioned earlier about B vitamins. You know, we should be eating more nuts and seeds. These are the kinds of things where we get the good B vitamins that can help the cells to function more effectively. So those are just some of the ideas, I think. If we look for best fruit, berries, cherries, apples and peaches and cranberries are the best. If we look for vegetables, you know, avocados and cabbage and mustard greens and wild greens and zucchini and cucumber are great. there's so many good things out there. And get away from the cow's milk and go to rice milk or almond milk, something where you're going to get less of this animal fat. So I think those are some of the general ideas we have in the book.
So when you go back to that grocery store, when you walked in, you mentioned before that a lot of the mothers were shopping in those middle aisles, not in the outer ones. Why is that? What are stores doing that draw people into the middle aisles? I guess that's where all the sugary stuff is.
Well, you know, it's where all the packaged things are. It's where all the things that last, they have a long shelf life. And they're very handsomely packaged, and they're also the ones that are advertised the most on the television and in the newspaper. They're the ones that have the most coupons for them in the newspapers and the magazines. So mothers are drawn to these in a lot of different ways. And because they're not told that they're not as healthy as they should be, they get sort of sucked in by the advertising that says these Pop-Tarts are really healthy for your kids. They have fruit in them. Well, you know, it couldn't be a less healthy food, but I think they're just victims of not having enough time to pay attention to this stuff and falling prey to the advertising that these food companies do.
What about exercise in all this? How does exercise affect blood sugar, and why is it so important that we get our kids away from the computers and outside some more?
Well, yeah, in the last 15 or 20 years, kids have gone to the computers and television more and gone away from the exercise that you and I used to do when we were kids. And what mothers need to understand is the insulin receptors, which are so crucial to kids not gaining weight and not becoming diabetic, those insulin receptors actually lay down and go to sleep whenever there isn't enough exercise happening in a person's life, whether they're a child or an adult. When they go to sleep, when the blood flow comes past the cell and there's glucose and insulin in the blood, it can't be caught by the cell because the insulin receptors are sleeping. As soon as you exercise, half an hour, 45 minutes, a little aerobic, a little weight-bearing exercise, those insulin receptors stand up, they multiply, and they become more sensitive. And so this is one of the keys, and every mother should understand this, and they should get out there with their kids and do things and become more active with them instead of sitting around and watching television or encouraging to go on the computer every day just because it's like a babysitter. And so I think busy mothers have fallen prey to some of the advantages that technology offers, right, but it also offers a lot of problems.
You know, when I was, 10, 11, 12, I was never inside. As a matter of fact, I got in trouble all the time because I would never make it in time for dinner because I was
right,
always running around outside. And that was the worst thing you could do in my house was not be on time for dinner. That was like the worst thing my dad just exploded on. And so I agree. I think we need to get out more. We know studies have shown, Dr. Benz, that people with lean muscle tissue, they don't have insulin problems, right? They don't have sugar problems because that's a metabolically active tissue. You're burning the sugar the way that you should. What's a good, you know, healthy exercise for kids, though? Can kids do some weight-bearing exercises, resistant exercises, or do you just want to get kids outside?
Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked that because I think taking kids to the pool, the parents and the kids going to the pool, because water offers resistance. So if the parents that are worrying about weight loss or diabetes enrolled in a water aerobics class, this could be one of the most effective ways to lose weight and get your insulin receptors standing up because you burn 255 calories in an hour of doing water aerobics. And you put kids in a swimming pool and let them swim around for a half hour, 45 minutes, they've got all the exercise they need. So that's just one example where one exercise gets aerobic and weight-bearing without ever having to go into the weight room.
Dr. Benz, where can people purchase your book?
They go online to RebeccaSuesHerMother.com, and if they do, there's a bonus book for anybody that orders from our site called The Perfect Diet, Why Eating a Good Diet is Not Good Enough.
Awesome. Dr. Benz, thank you so much for coming on Healthy Talk. I appreciate it. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.